Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back onto this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I hope you had a great weekend, and it is into the final 2 weeks ahead of the 2016 Comrades Marathon. Don't forget, at the time of recording this, tomorrow night, it's Tuesday, the 17th of May, we are hosting the final Comrades Marathon online seminar ahead of this year's race. And if you've never been to one, this is one you don't want to miss, okay? We're going to be going through a whole bunch of stuff, but the most important bit is how you can save yourself 20 minutes on race day. We did it last year and the year before, and the runners absolutely loved it. So join us tomorrow night, coachperry.com/comrades-marathon-webinar is where you can register. Make sure you pop by. 8 o'clock South African time is when it is happening. Great question in today, Lindsay. It is comrades related as well, from Nkululeko Musi. Nkululeko is saying, having looked at the route profile time and again, I've identified a key area in the route being from just before 40 kilometers to just after 60. It seems like it's very hilly and can determine how we finish, comrades. How would you advise we tackle this part of the route so we can still have enough energy for the final third of the race? I think that's a fantastic question.
It's a brilliant question, and it really encapsulates what a successful comrade is all about. So the idea behind comrades is to get yourself into the last third, not feeling amazing, not feeling like you haven't started running yet, but in a position to be able to run and to be able to run most of the last 30Ks. If you achieve that, you're going to have a really successful comrades, and you're going to pass so many people in the last 30Ks. So that period that you're talking about effectively is the period starting from Inchanga Village, where you do a long downhill into halfway, and then you do a hell of a climb out of halfway to the top of Botha's Hill, and then again it's down and up a bit just on, you know, on the other side of Botha's Hill and through Hillcrest. You've got to conserve energy through there. So on the downs, you want to use downhills because you run faster downhills, but you don't want to push it. So let gravity pull you down, but keep it really nice and comfortable, talking pace, very relaxed, and then you will make up time. When you're climbing out of there, you got to conserve energy by taking lots of short little walk breaks and not pushing it. I mean, you don't want to feel like you're really panting hard and breathing hard at that section. You actually want to happily lose a couple of minutes over that section because you know you're going to get them back. So that's really how I would tackle it. And in my mind, I would aim that my whole aim and purpose in the race is to get to 60Ks feeling as good as possible.
Awesome stuff. That's such a great question. And yeah, it's just awesome to see people thinking about little specific areas of the route that are going to make a big difference on race day. Nkululeko, thanks for that question. Don't forget to join us for that online seminar tomorrow night. I'm sure there'll be lots more great questions in that hour as well. So until then, we look forward to joining you on that seminar. From myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.